Welcome to part two of the Queer Music Heritage Christmas Special. Starting off this segment from 1973 is Sir Elton John and Step Into Christmas. From 1973, that Elton John song made it to number 24 on the music charts. Well, in England it did, and that's probably the most mainstream song you're going to hear on this show. And I'm going from Elton to an artist who calls himself Voltaire. Now, he is hard to describe. One phrase from his website says he's a Renaissance man with a gypsy pirate band. Throw in heaps of wit, sarcasm, and irreverence for everything, and you're coming close. I found this song on his Voltaire Live album from 2006, and while he's based out of New York City, the album was recorded live in Austin. I kind of doubt he's gay, but that didn't stop him from singing Coming Out for Christmas.
Christmas, that magic time of the year. Mom and Dad are glad everyone's here. Grandpa is busy trimming the tree, and Auntie made a fruitcake naturally. But her fruitcake ain't the only one at the table, and there's something that I just have to say. Granny, pass the stuffing if you are able. And by the way, Mom and Dad, I'm gay. Yeah, brought a girl with me, but I paid her to be here. Hey, Mom and Dad, that's what they call a beard. I try to make it work, but the girl ain't got the gear. What can I say? I love it in the rear. Coming out for Christmas, coming out this year. Can't wait to tell the world that I'm a flaming queer. Coming out for Christmas, coming out today. And here's your Christmas present, Mom and Dad, I'm gay. Take back those G.I. Joes, I never liked those toys. I never did like stuff that was for boys. Bring me some Barbies, although you think it's wrong. Or better yet, Johnny Depp in a thong. Coming out for Christmas, coming out this year. Can't wait to tell the world that I'm a flaming queer. Coming out for Christmas, coming out to Here's your Christmas present, Mom and Dad, I'm gay. Don't look so surprised to know it's not like I'm the only homo. Auntie Jen's a lesbian, she is. And I've been felt by Uncle Joe. Well, now I don't expect for you to like what you've been told. And if you hate me, well, that's how it goes. Well, as for me, I'm off to a disco. And you can kiss my gay ass as I go. Hello. Coming out for Christmas, coming out this year. Can't wait to tell the world that I'm a flaming queer. Coming out for Christmas, coming out today. And here's your Christmas present, Mom and Dad, I'm wonderfully, fabulously, gargantuanly gay.
Okay, it's going to be that kind of show. Well, at least on the internet, I don't have to worry about language problems associated with some songs. From Voltaire, we go back to the UK and a long-established comedy duo known as Kit and the Widow. From their album Les Enfants de Paradis is Jesus, What a Way to Spend Your Birthday.
Raise the cup of Christmas cheer. Thank Christ it comes but once a year. Jesus, what a way to spend your birthday. Son of righteousness, all hail. The motorway is nose to tail. Jesus, what a way to spend your birthday. R&R with Auntie Beth of wandering eye and ghastly breath, playing Super Mario, and I think she's playing me to the death. In Dolce you below, my brother's sniffing spray on snow. Jesus, what a way to spend your birthday. Adeste fidelis, my mother's hit the Baileys. She and Dad are having another ding-dong merrily on high. Granddad's gone to pieces, playing with his great nieces, Holly and Ivy, for they are both full grown. What wonders have the prophets spake, the profits that the shops can take. Jesus, what a way to spend your birthday. My gran's incontinent with fun. Pull my cracker, I'm 91. Jesus, what a way to spend your birthday. Gloria's here from number 10, got full of Christmas spirit, then got fuller still of great goodwill to men and men and men and men. Cockburn's vicar, someone cries, yes, it's all these choir boys, he replies. Jesus, what a way to spend your birthday. Fill the brimming shopping trolley, fa la 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 la. Tell them where to deck their holly, fa la 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 la. See the Prince of Peace arrive, slumped in front of Rambo 5. Jesus, what a way to spend your birthday. I've had enough, I'm going where there's peace and space and quiet and air. The church next door, there's no one there. Jesus, what a way to spend your birthday. Jesus, what a way to spend your birthday.
And as long as we're keeping things irreverent, I've got a song by Alexandra Billings. I interviewed her last June, and she gave me a delightful interview. From it, I save for now my asking her to tell me about the song, My Simple Christmas Wish.
Oh, my goodness. that's a funny song, isn't it? That was written by David Friedman, who's a good friend of mine, and he didn't write it for me, but he wrote that song. I can't remember who he wrote it for, but it's a David Friedman song, and he very rarely writes comedy. Usually he writes beautiful, huge, sweeping, you know, Bergman ballads, you know, with great, fabulous choruses and things, and this is one of the very few times that he actually wrote something that was really kind of silly and cuts right to the chase.
Ever since I was a baby, I have had one dream in mind, and I hope and pray that maybe it will finally come true. It's a simple wish that everyone has had from time to time, so I know you'll understand me when I share my dream with you. I wanna be rich, famous, and powerful. Step on all my enemies and never do a thing. I wanna be rich, famous, and powerful. So all I have to do in life is sit around and sing. I don't wanna work, struggle, or compromise. When I set a goal, I wanna reach it right away. 'Cause paying your dues, that's just for other guys. As for me, I want what I want, and I want it all today! I don't wanna audition. I don't want to take class. I want to be discovered while I'm sitting on my ass. I should not have to suffer. I should not have to sweat. I tried that for 10 minutes and look, what did I get? I'm still not rich, famous, or powerful. Madonna has it all and I can do what she can do. So why is she rich, famous, and powerful? While I'm so stuck here schlepping through my life like all of you. What does it take to be famous and powerful? God, if you are listening, please tell me what to do. What do I have to fake to be famous and powerful? I've done everything I can, and now the rest is up to you. I tried being good, I tried being nice, I even tried pretending I was listening once or twice. But the really big stars have made it without it. Was Betty Davis pleasant? Well, I seriously doubt it. Still, she was rich. Everyone admired her, and the world was at her feet, and she was a bitch. It's obvious that I have gotten nowhere being sweet. And now I know I should be thankful for the blessings I have got. My husbands truly worship me, all of them, and starving I am not. And I know good friends and family and health count for a lot. But I have to admit, all this doesn't mean shit. If I'm not rich, famous, and powerful, ah, come on, don't be so shocked. You know you feel the same as I. If we were rich, famous, and powerful, we could take all those agents and casting directors, tiny apartments and back tax collectors, critics and casting calls, chilly rehearsal halls, people who bore us, and jobs in the chorus, and kiss them all goodbye!
Alexandra Billings from her album Being Alive from 2000. Okay, next is a song I found on YouTube.com, and it's by a group of friends who did a Christmas video sketch. It's about 17 minutes long, and it's very charming. I encourage you to check it out. From the sketch, I grabbed their main song, a totally original and very gay one. Now, you'll know right away these guys are not professional singers, but they are having so much fun, you will too. Here's Ted, Larry, Mandel, and the Blix Boys singing Keep Christmas Gay and Bright.
There's a tingling in the air. This special time of year when everyone on Earth can act a little queer. Break out tinsel and hang a wreath. Look for some garland underneath. Candy canes all sweet and twisted as you grab them double-fisted. A mistletoe kiss, a nod and a wink. A snog with a bear, jock, otter, or twink. A brazen goose, a turkey dinner. Christmas is not about getting thinner.
It's time to dance, you sugar plum fairy. It's time to praise a Virgin Mary. It's time to buy, time to shop, and watch the chestnuts pop, pop, pop.
Deck the house in crimson and green, and dress up like a winter queen. The ground is coated wet, and our clothes are soaked in white. This year, keep Christmas gay and bright.
now a fabulous carol.
Don we now our gay apparel.
Bounce when you laugh like a bowl full of jelly. Christmas allows even dads to be Nelly.
Kids outside are playing hockey. Inside we're all about bukkake.
Add cream and whiskey to that nog. Measure up the old Yule log.
Wrap your packages, stuff your socks. Cram those goodies in that box. Swab it all in a sweet wind bowl. And laugh out loud, you ho, ho, ho.
There's a glittery frost upon the porch, and our friends are playing like a torch. Make some lethal noise and cheer throughout this silent night. This year, keep Christmas gay and bright. Trim the tree and deck the halls. Hang up all the sparkling balls. Watch Saint Nick float with delight as his reindeers all take flight. This year, keep Christmas gay and bright. Peace on earth, goodwill. Keep Christmas gay and bright. As you lay tripped out in bed, look out on that starry night. This year, keep Christmas gay and bright.
Again, on YouTube, you want to search for Ted, Larry, Mandel, and the Blix Boys for their 2006 video. And another song I grabbed from YouTube is by Broadway singer-actor Marty Thomas. He's been in the cast of Wicked and has done many cabaret and club performances. On YouTube, you can see a dynamite version of the classic song, I Was Born This Way, which I wish he would record in the studio. That also goes for this song. It's a live performance of one of my favorites, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
There's just one thing that I need. Well, I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Is you.
You could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Marty Thomas, and that was recorded at a Toys for Tot benefit in 2005. Up next are a couple jazzy holiday songs, starting off with Merry Christmas Baby by Melissa Sigler. It comes from her 1999 album, Easy Way Out.
Merry Christmas, baby. Another year has come and gone. Hope you're not too busy. To spend a minute on the phone. All the lights down Broadway shining bright have made me see that even jolly old St. Nick won't bring you back to me. Merry Christmas, baby. I'll have these blues. Hope you're holding up all right. Remember all the parties we would throw on Christmas night. Tonight there's just this empty room, except for that old tree. Waiting by the window with no presents underneath. Merry Christmas, baby. I'll have these blues till you come home. Getting toys to girls and boys. The streets have settled down for Christmas Eve. Families get together to remember and rejoice, while I just entertain your memory. Time to wipe away the tears. But if you ever miss me, you know right where I'll be, waiting.
Job to do. Well, I been naughty, so I thought I'd visit you. Ooh, I got a present for you, baby, especially for you from me. Just as sweet as it can be. Present for you, baby, especially for you from me. No, I can get it to you, honey, right here under the tree. Oh, well, I knew when I got your letter I'd give you something to unwrap. So, baby, just get over here and sit on Santa's lap. Oh, baby, I'll fill you up. I'll fill you up with good cheer. So jingle my sleigh bells, baby, 'cause Santa only comes once a year.
After Melissa Sigler was Sam Harris and Santa's Blues. That's from 2000 and his CD On This Night. In this country, we have American Idol, and the counterpart in the UK is called Pop Idol. The first winner of that show in 2002 was Will Young, and he's become very successful over there, though he hasn't yet cracked the American market. I don't know why. He's sure sexy and talented, and oh yeah, openly gay. From the Pop Idol Christmas special, he sang just a bit of Winter Wonderland.
Singing Winter Wonderland, William Young!
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job when you're in town. We'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Hi, this is RuPaul. I'm here on Queer Music Heritage wishing you a very queer Christmas.
Taking a break to again thank you for listening to my annual Christmas shows and the music you won't be sick of by now. I've been meaning to play this next song on my December shows for years. It's by Rick Berlin, a rather enigmatic artist who's been making music for over 25 years. My favorite album of his is from 1997, called Live at Shocks, which is a drag bar in Boston, where he performed for years. His style is a dark kind of cabaret, full of images and stories, like this one, called Christmas Eve.
Oh, I remember when I was 17, cops picked me up for vagrancy, and I got busted for drinking underage, stealing cars and obscenity. And my old man came down to the station, didn't say a word. He looked like he was proud of me. He smelled of gin. I was just like him. I thought, I love you, Dad, but I can't say these words to you and not exactly make my day. I love you, but I'm still a kid, confused to say the least about the way we live. The snow was falling down while you were drying out, so far away and out of town. And it was Christmas Eve with all the colored light cracked up the car that night. There was something I had to tell you, something I never said. But the nurse said you couldn't take the call, you were too sick. My voice got thick. I said, I love you, Daddy, don't you die on me. See, I hate it when you have control over me. I love you. Can you hear me now? I know we fought a lot, but of your life I am proud. And then I fell asleep, and I had a dream that you came to me, and you held out your hand, and you smiled a lot. You said the fight was over, it was time to stop, and you must carry on in your own way. Carry on and seize the day. Feel free to love, it's the only way. And that call you made, oh, by the way, I love you too, you know I do. Though I never was much good at saying words to you, I love you, my son, I always have. Now you don't have to worry, boy, about your dad. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
During the early 90s, a band called the Judy Bats got a lot of radio attention, releasing several albums on the Sire label. The founder of that band, Jeff Heiskell, now has a new band, just called Heiskell, and I recently interviewed him about their new CD, Soundtrack for an Aneurysm, an album I much admire. I couldn't resist asking about a rare Christmas song by them, found only on a three-song CD EP they released in 1990. It and the song was called When Southern Bells Ring.
We were asked by someone that they were going to do a Christmas compilation record that was going to come out on Sire. You know, I'm not a Christian. And, you know, living on the buckle of the Bible Belt, you know, I see a lot of things that, and a lot of behaviors that I really don't care for. So when they said write a Christmas song, Ed and I sat down together, and that's just what I wrote. I could, you know, it's a kind of a sad song, but it's just me thinking about what I think about when here comes Christmas.
Here comes Christmas, and all the fires, the rush and the blushing cheeks of the
I can't forgive you too.
Following the Judy Bads was Roger Coon. Roger has an interesting background. He's of Indian heritage, the kind found in North Dakota, and a few years ago he moved to New York City to pursue his dream for a music career. He released his first CD last year, called Proof, and at the end of the year released a special two-song EP called Every Year Around Christmas Time. I played both of those songs last year on this show. He's added to that EP for this year, so I was pleased to share with you the song Christmas Joys. Regular QMH listeners have heard this next artist before. For example, on my October show about early blues music.
The heaven so bright, saw it lit where Christ was born. Early on one Christmas morn, early on one Christmas morn, Jesus Christ the Son was born, singing carols, Christmas songs. Early on one Christmas morn, early on one Christmas morn, Jesus Christ the Son was born, singing carols, Christmas songs. Jesus Christ the Son was born. In that city of Bethlehem, wise men brought him jewels and gems. Born in a manger, humble and low, that is why we love him so. Early on one Christmas morn, Jesus Christ the Son was born, singing carols, Christmas songs. Early on one Christmas morn, early on one Christmas morn, Jesus Christ the Son was born, singing carols, Christmas songs. Jesus Christ the Son was born. Mary was his mother called, who held him gently in her arms. All hail and praise to him, peace on earth, a goodwill to men.
Was that? Well, from 1929, that was Frankie Half Pint Jackson. And here's another obscurity. Remember the British TV show that aired here for many years on PBS called Are You Being Served? If you do, you'll certainly know this voice.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Now, gather round, kids, and I'll tell you all about it. Ready? The Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
All of the other reindeers, they used to laugh and call him names. They'd never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. And then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? And then how the reindeers loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Now I'm going to test you. Are you ready? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. What did he have? And if you ever saw it, what did you say?
You would even say it
glows. All of the other reindeer,
what did they do?
Used to laugh and call him names. They'd never let poor Rudolph,
what?
Join in any reindeer games. And in one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my
then how the reindeers loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Can you imagine a nose that glowed like a lamp? A bit like yours. So look, you're all growing and close. You're how super. That's a nice pair, Angela. Sydney, stop playing with your bells. You know it makes you deaf. Veronica, don't play with that snowman. You're making him melt. If you stay there much longer, his hat won't fit him.
And then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Ready, Rudolph? Are you ready to drive us into the sleigh, kids? That's it. Oh, Rudolph, would you mind where you're putting that nose? You know, it really glows.
That was John Inman, who for several decades was a British institution, and in addition to his appearance on many television shows, released 3 albums. His version of Rudolph was released on a 45 in 1976. In 2005, he entered into a civil partnership with his partner of 35 years, Ron Lynch. And sadly, this last March, he died at age 71. You know, I searched all over for Christmas songs by queer artists to bring you, and found this one in the animated movie from 1999 called Olive, the Other Reindeer. It's called We're Not So Bad.
All right, pull yourself together. Let's think about this. Olive, huh?
That's right.
I'm sorry, Olive. We're really not such a bad bunch.
When you're this far north with no sunlight, sometimes tempers fray. Life's hard enough and now Santa's flight. It's been an awful day. Employment in these latitudes depends on old Saint Nick.
So forgive us if we all have attitudes. We're up a frozen creek.
We're not so bad.
We're not so bad.
We're really sweet and funny. We're not so bad, except for that bunny. We're not so bad.
We're not so bad.
We're not so bad. When you walked in, may I be frank, of course we were suspicious. It seemed you were playing a nasty prank, that's why we got malicious. But we're not so bad, we're not so fearful. Once you get to know us, we're downright cheerful. We're not so bad, we're not so bad, we're not so bad. Now that we know you, if you ever come again, we promise not to throw you. We're not so bad.
We're not so bad.
We're not so bad.
49. Well, looks like Christmas is here again.
Yeah, guess we'll have to go shopping now.
I tell you what, if I hear Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer one more time, I'm gonna go up on a tower with a high-powered rifle.
As we sit by the fire, all the smells will perspire.
Yeah, and I'm gonna have to take my nephew to the mall to see Santa Claus.
Wouldn't you just love to throttle the person that invented fruitcake?
And what is this thing about mistletoe?
Boom shakalaka like a ho ho ho. 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 Boom shakalaka like a ho ho ho.
Take a white marshmallow, put it on a coat hanger, put it on the fire, get some chocolate bars and some graham crackers, and then you splash it, and then you eat 100 of them and you vomit.
Nightmares about Burl Ives.
Yeah, sometimes Christmas really frosts my eyes.
You heard Michael Stipe of REM singing We're Not So Bad, followed by the whole band REM and a fan club-only release called Christmas Griping from 1991. Here's a new artist with a brand new song. He just wrote it last month. He goes by JR and has a page on MySpace. When I posted a bulletin there a few weeks ago asking for Christmas songs, he wrote me that, hey, he could write one. Here's JR and All I Want.
Yo, it's JR.
All I want, all I want for Christmas is you. All I want, all I want, all I want for Christmas, hey, is you. Boy, I see ya, and I can tell you need love from an angel up above. Give yourself to me. Well, boy, I see ya, and I wanna hold your hand, cause I wanna be your man. Sure to be with me. But now it's winter, outside it's so cold.
I know what you need, boy.
Somebody to hold.
All I want for Christmas is your heart. Baby boy, just tell me where to start. Show you love. Boy, I see ya, so don't be afraid, shorty, baby, say my name. You what I'm thinking of. But now it's winter, outside it's so cold. I know what you want, somebody to hold.
Baby boy,
baby boy.
baby, baby boy, yeah.
All I want for Christmas is your heart,
baby.
Boy, just tell me where to start.
Hey,
all I want for Christmas is your heart, baby boy,
baby boy,
baby boy,
baby. All I want, all I want, all I want for Christmas is you.
All I want for Christmas,
I want you,
is your heart,
babe. I love you,
boy. Just tell me,
hey,
where to start.
Christmas, baby.
All I want for Christmas,
be my present,
is your heart,
be my joy,
boy,
baby boy,
baby boy.
I want you for Christmas.
Following JR was David Lasley, and you may not know it, but you've heard his voice hundreds of times, as a very in-demand session singer doing backups for James Taylor, Luther Vandross, Bonnie Raitt, and on and on. He sent me two unreleased tracks last year. I played one and then saved for this year, one called I Found Love Just in Time for Christmas. It's a shame this next artist is not more known. He's James Collins, and has had quite a bit of success in his native Canada, singing and writing hits for years. He kind of amazingly had a hit song there with Do You Mind If We Talk About Bill, the story of a male-to-female transition based on the life of Canadian pop star Bill Amesbury. Anyway, on his new album, The Messenger, I found the very nice song, Missing You at Christmas, That's All.
What's wrong with me? Everything is placed just right. A Christmas tree, big gifts for me, a chorus singing silent night. You'd think that I'd be headed for a great big fall. I'm just missing you at Christmas. A million stars so far apart, holidays can be lonely. A winter's chill, I miss you more. Thank God for family. I'm not feeling I'm just missing you at Christmas. I'm missing you at Christmas. That's all I want for Christmas is for you to be with me. It's the only way this Christmas wish could make me feel complete. You'd think that I'd be headed for a great big fall. I'm just missing you at Christmas. I'm missing you at Christmas. I'm just missing you at Christmas.
desperate for some truth. I always prayed to you. You never came to my rescue, did you? Oh, did you?
Following James Collins was an artist just going by the name Adrian, with the song December, from her 2004 album, 10,000 Stories. Well, earlier you heard Frankie Half Pint Jackson singing Christ Was Born on Christmas Morn, from 1929. This next song is the only modern version of a religious song on my shows this year, and it's brand new. By the title, it's not a song I would have thought I'd pick, but I just love this artist's arrangement and singing on it. From Houston, here's Alan Lett and Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all He brings.
Got just enough time to squeeze in a new Christmas song before the closing one, and I just got it in time. One of my favorite bands, the Bootlickers, recorded a Christmas EP and are making it available for free to their fans. That's from their website, thebootlickers.com. From it, I picked the song Boxing Day.
The day after Christmas. Staring at boxes, something must be done. Queen gave us this day off to make sure everyone gathers all of their boxes and takes them to the dump. Shirt, no shirt, and punch people in the head. Back in the U.S., they don't shy from the chore. They throw out their boxes on the night before. So let's all go boxing on Boxing Day. Silk shorts, no shirt, and punch people in the head.
Okay, time to close down part two of my Queer Christmas special. Back in 1998, Rufus Wainwright did a Gap commercial and sang about 30 seconds of What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? And I've played that several times over the years. In 2005, a full version of that song finally showed up on a CD called The McGarrigle Christmas Hour, which featured his whole family. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Music Heritage, wishing you and yours all the best for the holidays. Here's Rufus Wainwright.
Here comes the jackpot question in the bag.